Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and thank you for taking the time to tune in as we are so pleased to have you joining us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I am so delighted to be your host today. And today, we welcome Drs. Kyle and Christine Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic. Now, to preface the show a little bit, Healthy Cells Magazine represents both medical and holistic approaches to medicine and treatment. We believe our readers and you as listeners should be educated to both thoughts and practices to incorporate your being in the best overall health. So let me introduce you to our two special guests. Drs. Kyle and Christine Haynes are both graduates of the Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. Dr. Christine is also a graduate of the University of Iowa, where she studied neurobiology and studio art. Dr. Kyle grew up in Peoria and went on to graduate from Illinois State University, where he studied biology and chemistry. Upon completion of their doctorate of chiropractic degrees, they moved to Western Montana and practiced for 2 years. In 2014, they opened Haynes Family Chiropractic in Peoria, Illinois, and it's always been their dream to move closer to home to take care of the ones they love. And how sweet is that? Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having us.
So let's just start out with the basics. What interested you in becoming doctors of chiropractic? Christine?
Well, for me, it changed my life over a decade. It wasn't one night, but it was a whole thought process of how to change your lifestyle to be healthier. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I ran cross country and injured myself where I couldn't walk, my knees hurt, and my low back. And a chiropractor was the one who actually helped me get running within a month again. So from there, I like to focus on people without the use of drugs and surgery. When I look at the person, I try not to look at the disease, but the whole person and,
right.
and getting to the root of the issue.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, what about you, Dr. Kyle?
Well, like many chiropractors, a unfortunate injury took me into a chiropractor's office. When I was in college, I was playing some soccer, having a little fun with some friends, and had a pretty bad spinal injury. And I was down for about 4 or 5 days and wasn't able to get out of bed and actually wasn't able to go to the bathroom. So I realized that there was something pretty serious going on. And one of my family members said, well, maybe you should go check out a chiropractor. I was in college and studying to be a doctor of some sort. Didn't know what kind I wanted to be. But mm-hmm. So I went to a chiropractor and he explained how this injury affected my nervous system and how that injury to the nerves was affecting how my bowels were functioning. So
interesting.
Basically, he gave me my first adjustment. And then while I was in his office, I was able to go to the bathroom for the first time in about 4 or 5 days. So
wow.
I saw the power of it right away, which was great.
Yeah.
And I was able to walk.
So, yeah, well.
And that made me just look deeper into chiropractic, and I realized that this is how I want to help people.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, there seems to be different types of treatments, chiropractic procedures, you know, things of this nature, lots of different philosophies. What is your approach to health care at Haynes Family Chiropractic?
Well, we believe that given the correct circumstances, that the body is a self-healing organism. So we look at the individual person and determine what's causing their symptoms of pain and dysfunction, and then we figure out how we can work with their bodies to correct these causes. The first place that we look is we assess their central nervous system, which mm-hmm. is made up of the brain and the spinal cord. And we want to make sure that that's functioning and communicating with the rest of the body appropriately. When this system is responsible for controlling and coordinating the function of every organ, tissue, and cell in the body, and it's essential that it's functioning correctly to achieve optimum health.
Mm-hmm.
Our second approach after we've addressed the central nervous system is we want to look at the individual's lifestyle, their environment, and their dietary factors and how they may be affecting how their body's functioning.
Because mm-hmm. that all has an impact.
Absolutely. And when that appropriate communication's there and the correct amount of nutrients and toxins are limited, the body's able to do some amazing things and can heal from a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God created us very beautifully. We just have to take care
absolutely.
Of it, don't we?
We just got to let that power go through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So now who do you typically see in your office?
We've been blessed. We've seen people as young as 3 days old up to the age of 97.
Wow.
Including pregnant people. So we really can see anybody of any age. It's tailored to their size and their needs. But because of the age we live in, we were talking about in the last issue of Healthy Cells Tech Neck, where we use electronic devices all the time, we're prone to injure ourselves with micro traumas over and over. So, you know, a lot of people misunderstand that kids don't need chiropractic care, but they do because they're injuring themselves, and we're starting to surround ourselves with more chemical stress and pollutants, things like that. They all play a major factor in our health, so we see everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean by the micro?
You know, if we look down every day, poor posture, it causes repetitive stress.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And actually, I'm one of those people. I know, because I'm feeling it in my neck even now as we speak. But, you know, if you keep looking down and you see a lot of kids looking down at cell phones, things like that, repetitively, that is going to cause issues.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that you treat, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, along that line, what usually brings someone into your office?
The most common symptom that brings someone into our office is pain, whether it's spinal pain, extremity pain, pain in the arms or legs, or headaches are typically what bring people in. And in many cases, it's people who have been to see other specialists and haven't found the answers to their questions or gotten the relief that they needed. And chiropractic is usually a last option to them. These people come in, we help them out, get them, you know, so their body's able to heal. And then they start to realize that in many cases that they're other parts of their body start to function better when the nerves are functioning better. Irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, hypertension, a lot of these things, when the stress is gone, they don't have those issues anymore, and the body is able to self-heal. And the other thing that brings people in is our natural approach to disease, because we work with, you know, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise, and people, they need a coach, they need a mentor, someone who can help guide them in achieving their health goals, and that's what we're here for.
Right, and probably helping to make people be accountable too.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, they know this or they think they know this. It just needs to be reinforced.
And yeah, and a lot of times they've been getting information over the years that may not be the best information for their bodies too. So sometimes it's good to get a second opinion from another source.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that's one of the reasons why we have the holistic piece in Healthy Cells magazine, because, again, people need to have that overall knowledge and then select what's going to be best for them.
It's great to have options.
Exactly. Always good to have options. Now, how do you assess the health of the nervous system?
We start with a health history, and this includes things like your physical, emotional, and chemical stress that your body's encountered. We then go on, we perform an orthopedic and neurological exam, range of motion, posture, things like that. And then we include heat instrumentation as part of our exam. So with the heat reading, we can start to form a pattern to see if that person's body is stressed or not. From there, if x-rays are warranted, we view them. They rule out any pathologies for us, and they also help us assess the structural misalignments to the spine. From there, we can tailor a care plan, and then that helps our clients reach their own health goals.
Okay, that's really good. Now, what causes irritation to your nervous system?
Well, we basically break it down into three things: emotional stressors, toxic stressors, and then physical stressors. With the emotional stress, say, for instance, someone goes to work every day and doesn't enjoy their job, they have, you know, an unfortunate circumstances in their home life, or they're not happy with their significant others, or they're lonely. Well, those kind of stresses can build up in their mind and just basically lead to static in the messages that go from the brain to control the body. And that can lead to dysfunction in the areas that those neurologies are controlling. And the other thing is the toxic stress. We are just bombarded with toxins in our foods, in our air, environmental pollutants, and these things, when they go into our body through our skin, through our mouth, through our lungs, they can lead to stress in the cells. And when those cells don't function correctly, well, we're all big groups of cells, then we don't function correctly.
Right.
And the other thing is the physical stresses. A lot of people have desk jobs, which keeps them in a very stagnant position, and it's poor spinal posture. Over time, that can lead to very subtle misalignments of the spine. And then there's also, you know, the blunt force trauma of getting in a car accident and hitting your head against a windshield. That would be a very extreme end of the spectrum.
Right.
But all those things can build up as stressors in the body. So we address all those things and help people recognize those so that they can, you know, work outside of our office when we get those things corrected, and they can help limit those things to keep their bodies mm-hmm. functioning better.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're going to come right back and talking with Drs. Christine and Kyle Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic. I am Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Is your family looking for a safe and more natural healthcare option? Did you know that upper cervical chiropractic can significantly lower high blood pressure? The chiropractic adjustment may have the effect of not one, but two blood pressure medications without the side effects. Hi, this is Dr. Christine of Haynes Family Chiropractic. My husband, Dr. Kyle, and I work as a team to help your family enjoy a safe and natural approach to healthcare. We provide a relaxed atmosphere conducive to the family wellness care we offer. We focus on spinal hygiene, nervous system function, nutrition, and lifestyle. If you'd like more information on how chiropractic care can help your family, call Haynes Family Chiropractic in Peoria at 839-8238 or find us on Facebook at Haynes Family Chiropractic.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller, and we're so pleased to have you joining us this morning. And we're even more pleased to have Drs. Kyle and Christine Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic joining us. Now, we were talking about irritations, who comes to see you. So what sets you apart from other practices in the area?
Well, Kim, we've heard of a lot of great chiropractors in the area, but we do things just a little bit differently. We went to Palmer College and we were trained in the Palmer package, but then we furthered our training in the Blair upper cervical technique. We are two of 76 practicing Blair doctors in the United States, mm-hmm. so it's kind of hard to find us, but lucky for you guys, we're here.
Okay, that's good. Now, what is tell us where the cervical is. People might be, what? Where's that located?
Sure. The cervical spine is the neck, the seven vertebrae in the neck. Mm-hmm. So the Blair technique focuses on the top two bones.
Okay.
Besides that, I am also earning my certificate through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. Mm-hmm. This is an extra 200 hours of continuing education in the training of pregnancy care and pediatrics. Last weekend, I was just taking one of my last seminars.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Through this program, I've learned cranial adjusting, which focuses on the bones in the skull. Mm-hmm. And practicing in Montana, I saw a lot of miracles with young babies and remolding the head shape.
Mm, that is amazing. So now let's dive in a little bit more about the Blair upper cervical technique. I mean, you've explained where it is. Sure. Now, how do you do your thing with it?
Sure.
So to speak.
Well, the whole purpose of chiropractic is not to diagnose or treat diseases or conditions, but we try to analyze and correct vertebral subluxations. That's if the bone's out of place, putting pressure on the nerves. And we're trying to do that in the most accurate, precise, and specific manner. So Blair Upper Cervical Chiropractic, we've formed a highly specialized system of locating this interference in the upper spine. Because of its specificity to each individual patient, it usually greatly reduces the amount of adjusting and intervention that each client needs. Mm-hmm. We utilize a unique set of x-rays looking at the natural asymmetries since none of us were formed exactly the same side to side.
Right.
When we do the adjustment, it's light force. There's no twisting or popping. And I think a lot of people find it very comfortable, and a lot of people are usually scared of going to a chiropractor because they feel like we're going to twist or pop things. So the result is a lot of people find it comfortable. They get better health, less pain, less illness, and mm-hmm. a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you know what? I think a lot of people do stereotype. They think, oh, I'm going to get twisted or popped to death. And, you mm-hmm. know, this is a very different technique. Now, speaking of techniques, what other techniques do you offer in the office, Dr. Kyle?
Well, like Dr. Christine said, we utilize a lot of the Palmer package, which is basically the core curriculum of techniques that's taught at Palmer College of Chiropractic. And even in other schools, those techniques are taught because they've been used for years and a lot of people have been helped. And there's a lot of research that shows how good these techniques are for helping people. So we want to make sure that we have a lot of tools in the toolbox because not everybody's the same with the same conditions when they come in. And there's various techniques that people respond great to. And then there's other ones that people don't respond well to. And that's part of being in practice. And so we want to make sure that we have the necessary tools, whether it's muscle work, if there's muscle irritation or a muscle injury, or if there is an extremity that's been injured, whether an ankle has lost its normal position or a knee, and we can correct those things too. We also work with a health coach whose name is Ann Shadid for the people that we find are really looking for someone beyond us and what we can help them with. She's our next go-to expert that we can refer our clients to.
Yeah, that's good. So it's a really overall approach, you know, not just one thing.
Correct.
You're looking at the whole big picture. Okay. So what is the patient experience like in your office? Like if I came in, what would be the patient experience?
Yeah. So we'd have a first visit where we sit down, we do a consultation, so I get to learn everything about you. And then after that, we'll do an exam. We talked about the neurological and orthopedic exam earlier. And then usually we take x-rays. Obviously, there's cases where we wouldn't if you're pregnant or if you're below a certain age. But after that, then we review everything. You'd get your first adjustment. And we tailor a care plan, again, to meet your health goals because everybody's goals are a little bit different.
Now, will people, if they get x-rays, will they be able to see them?
Yes. We have a digital x-ray system in our office. We can even print them off for you.
Oh, how cool is that? So you can really explain them what's going on and people can actually see that.
And we go through that with every client so that they're familiar with how their body is structured and what we're going to be doing to correct that so that there's no gray area.
Right. And I think that's important because people need to know and they need to see, you know, of what is going on. And it can be very surprising. So now, where do you see the healthcare of America going in the next 20 years?
Well, right now, granted, we're young practitioners, but in the course that, you know, we've been doing our work, we're starting to see a paradigm shift. And it's people starting to realize that maybe medicines and surgical interventions may not be the best first choice in dealing with the problem. They do have their place, but there might be more natural options that are less invasive and maybe fit that person's health goals a little bit better. So what we like to do is help people realize that their lifestyle decisions may be contributing to what this causes. And many people come into our office are already realizing that their problems are caused by their lifestyles.
Sure, their eating habits.
Absolutely.
Their posture,
and they just want to know what can I be doing to help with that. And that's what we're there for, is giving them the information so that they can go out and continue to make healthy choices every single day.
Now, let me ask you this quickly. If somebody comes in and they know that this has been ongoing issues and you work with them, is there the possibility of reversing some of these issues that they've been having?
Yes. Like we just discussed, the body is excellent at self-healing. For instance, unless you're a hemophiliac, if you were to cut yourself, in 4 to 6 weeks, that is going to be very well healed. If you were to break a bone, that bone's going to heal, and that area that's healed is even stronger than that original bone would be. So that same principle applies to every organ in the body. As long as the restrictions that are limiting that healing are removed, and things are moving more towards a vital function and healthy function, then it's amazing what the body is really capable of doing. But everybody's different. So, you know, it's not a cure-all, fix-all for everybody, but your body's definitely going to function better with less stressors and less toxins in it.
Right. And you know what? I'm really glad that you mentioned about the hemophiliac, because that's an important piece. I mean, if you are and you have that issue, you need to go see Dr. Tarantino.
There you go.
You know, he's fabulous, and we're lucky to have him in our area. But people need to realize that there are, you know, ways that you all work together, you know, to help people. And it's not just a, oh, I just don't go to so-and-so, or I just go to chiropractors. It's going to have to be a, you know, let's reach across the aisle and work. Okay, well, on that note, we are going to take another quick break, and we just want to thank Drs. Christine and Kyle Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic being on the show today. And I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Is your family looking for a safe and more natural healthcare option? Did you know that upper cervical chiropractic can significantly lower high blood pressure? The chiropractic adjustment may have the effect of not one, but two blood pressure medications without the side effects. Hi, this is Dr. Christine of Haynes Family Chiropractic. My husband, Dr. Kyle, and I work as a team to help your family enjoy a safe and natural approach to healthcare. We provide a relaxed atmosphere conducive to the family wellness care we offer. We focus on spinal hygiene, nervous system function, nutrition, and lifestyle. If you'd like more information on how chiropractic care can help your family, call Haynes Family Chiropractic in Peoria at 839-8238 or find us on Facebook at Haynes Family Chiropractic.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. And we have with us today Drs. Christine and Kyle Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic. And we were talking just a little bit over our break about some statistics that you have, Dr. Christine, in light of talking about where do we see the healthcare of America going in the next 20 years.
Yeah, we were looking at some of the stats from the CDC, and right now they're reporting that more than one-third of children and adolescents are overweight and obese. Also, the American Childhood Cancer Organization reports 1 in 300 boys and 1 in 333 girls will develop cancer by the age of 20 years.
Wow.
We are the sickest we've ever been, and we need to change something. Last thing here, we have about half of adults have one or more chronic health conditions in 2012. Mm-hmm. And from what we've learned, we feel like chronic illness is a lifestyle issue. So how can we change that? We are trying to change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Less medications, less a lot of things. You know, it's funny. I was at the eye doctor the other day, and Illinois Eye Center is who I go to. They're great folks. And when they were taking my health history, they were like, they just couldn't believe I was not on any medications.
Good for you.
They kept saying, you're not on any medications? I said, no. And I told them vitamins, what I was taking, et cetera. But, you know, I guess, and I asked her, I said, there must be a lot of people that take a lot of medications. They said, oh, you wouldn't believe. And just, mm-hmm. I mean, list. And, of course, you all see that.
Yes.
And so that's what one of your prerogatives is to try and get people healthy so that you don't have to. And I know physicians do, too, but I think more in the holistic approach, it's more the natural.
Yeah. We try to have our food be our medicine. So eat healthy, clean, organic, and you won't need all that.
Yeah. There's a lot of properties in food that are even stronger than the medications on dealing with some of those issues. And it food is a good healing source.
You know what? It is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And I mean, it's just, again, reinforcing people shop along the outside
yes.
of the grocery store
yeah.
and buy organic, correct, if possible.
Yeah. There's yeah. recent research that just came out a couple months ago, and they were comparing organic foods and conventionally raised foods. And the difference was anywhere between 19 and 60% higher antioxidant levels in the organic foods. So it's there. It costs more, but you're also getting more if there's more antioxidants. And that's the stuff that helps clear out the harmful things that are floating around in our bodies and help our bodies function better. Mm-hmm. That's the really healthy things that are in food and is the antioxidants.
Yeah. Right. And you're talking about like organic milk too. So that you're not getting
– yeah, and some – and it's that's important bringing up organic milk. A lot of people have a dairy intolerance that they don't know about. The casein protein as well as the lactose sugar, some of those don't respond well in some people. That's why it's important to work with a health coach if you think that that might be an issue or talk to a natural healthcare practitioner because they'll be able to help you pinpoint those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think it's nice, too, that a lot of the grocery stores that you're seeing have organic areas.
Absolutely.
Oh, and our local farmer's market, Garden Spot, they have a place at the Metro Center. They grow organically, and it's really good.
There are local spot out by our farm, and so we get to go, visit them, and we can walk through their gardens, know exactly what's going
That's
on
great.
There. It's very transparent, and they're not hiding anything from us.
Right.
And,
supporting local business, local friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really good. Now, we need to start wrapping up quickly here. How do you hope to affect the health care of the Greater Peoria Metro Area and our listenership?
We are hoping to offer a safe and natural approach to family health care, just giving, like you said, another option where people, if they have questions, they can reach out and ask us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just want to provide people with the information that they've maybe never heard before or maybe haven't heard in a long time, and just give them the information that promotes health and conscious lifestyles.
Great. And so any final words of advice that you would like to close with?
We, being chiropractors, believe that everyone should have their spine and nervous system evaluated by a qualified professional to mm-hmm. make sure everything's functioning at 100%. Beyond that, make sure that your healthy decisions greatly outweigh your unhealthy ones throughout the course of a day. And when those days compile on top of each other, you'll be living a very happy and healthy life.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And taking care of our temples, so to speak.
Absolutely.
That God has blessed us with, and that's for sure. Well, Drs. Christine and Kyle, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I know you have a busy schedule, and really appreciate your taking
you,
out the time. You bet. Now, if you're interested in the services of Haynes Chiropractic, their number is 839-8238. And let me repeat that for you, 839-8238. And I hope you all jotted that down, because if you're feeling any kind of pain or have any additional questions, I know they'd be happy to look at you, meaning make an appointment or to talk with them. Or you can find them at Facebook at Haynes Family Chiropractic. Just type that in and it'll come right up. They're located at 1921 West Willenhall's Drive in Suite D, and that's in Peoria, Illinois. And I want to thank you to everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. We know it's so precious. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Selves Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area, hosting Healthy You. You can listen to us weekly on this great station of WPEO, or you can go to HealthyCellsMagazine.com website to hear past shows, read the magazine online, or you can sign up to receive the magazine directly to your email every month, or pick it up at one of our over 800 locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. May you be in your best health now, and God bless you.